Are our sexual laws decreed by non-physical dimensions? So, what is natural for me? I remember as years went by that I always wanted to understand not only what's natural, but what might go against the higher laws. For instance, as I observed or read about cultures around the world, it seemed like everyone, no matter how primitive or how supposedly advanced, had taboos and rules which controlled the newer people coming in regarding sex. And so I wondered if we bring any of that from our higher knowing or from our inner beings.
No taboos or rules are coming from your inner being or from your higher knowing or from non-physical. But instead, they are the product of your physical vulnerability. Without exception, every law, religious or secular, comes from a perspective of lack, from a position of trying to protect or guard someone from something. If you were really paying attention to what is happening regarding these laws, you would realize that the laws do not deter the lawbreakers. They only hinder those who would not break the laws anyway, restrict freedom, and add confusion to the lives of those who seek approval from others through conformity. Can you hear the birds?
Abraham was commenting on sounds of nature that are audible from inside the house.
That is a very sexual call. A moment ago, the rooster was crowing so loudly that you considered not continuing with the recording. In other words, your world is filled with beings who are all receiving direction from non-physical, and yet it is only the humans who are guarded and resistant regarding the subject of sexuality. It is only the humans who are coming from this extreme place of lack regarding the subject of sexuality. And from your perspective of lack, from your concern that you may be doing something wrong, from your concern that has been fostered within you from those who have gone before you, you are, most of you, in a place of great confusion and not very much joy.